Read it yourself.
Read it yourself. Level 3. Confident reader. Puss in Boots. Once, there was a father who lived with his 3 sons. When the father died, he left all 3 sons gifts. He left his mill to the first son, his donkey to the next son, and his cat to the youngest son. The youngest son said to the cat, "Puss, my brothers can earn money with the mill and the donkey. How can we earn some money?" Puss said, "My friend, can you get some boots and a bag?" So the boy gave Puss some boots and a bag. Puss put on the boots and went out and caught a rabbit in the bag. Puss gave the rabbit to the king. "Here is a gift for you," he said.
"Thank you, Puss,"
said the king.
"It is from my friend, the Marquis of Carabas," said Puss. Soon after, Puss went out with the bag again.
This time, he caught 2 partridges for the king.
"Here is a gift of 2 partridges from the Marquis of Carabas," said Puss.
"Thank you, Puss in Boots,"
said the king happily.
"I love to eat partridges."
Next, Puss and the boy were at a river. They saw the king's carriage coming along the road. The king and the princess were in the carriage.
"Quick," said Puss, "take off your clothes and jump into the river."
Then Puss ran to the carriage.
"Help," said Puss. "My friend, the Marquis of Carabas, is in the river, and his clothes were taken."
"We must help the Marquis of Carabas," said the king.
So the king's men helped the boy out of the river. Then the king said,
"We must take you home."
And he put the boy into his carriage. Puss ran off along the road to some men working in a field.
"Look, the king is coming," Puss said. "Say that you work for the Marquis of Carabas."
When the king saw the men in the field, he said,
"Who do you work for?"
"We work for the Marquis of Carabas," said the men.
When the king left, Puss said to the men, "Who lives in that castle?" The men said,
"The ogre lives there."
Puss ran quickly to the castle and knocked on the door. When the ogre came to the door, Puss said,
"Can I come in?"
"Come in," said the ogre.
He wanted to eat Puss. Puss said,
"Can ogres do magic?"
"Just look," said the ogre, and he changed into a lion.
"Is that all the magic you can do?" said Puss.
"Change into a mouse." So the ogre changed from a lion into a mouse. Puss jumped on the mouse and ate it. Just then, there was a knock on the door. When Puss came to the door, the king, the princess, and the boy were there.
"This is the Marquis of Carabas's home," said Puss.
Soon the princess and the boy fell in love. They were married and lived happily at the castle. So, the boy, the princess, the king, and Puss in Boots all lived happily ever after. How much do you remember about the story of Puss in Boots? Answer these questions and find out. What does the father leave to his first son? What does Puss ask the boy for? What is the first thing Puss gives to the king? Who does the boy pretend to be? What does the ogre want to do to Puss? Which animal does the ogre change into first? Read it yourself. Puss in Boots. Illustrated by Laura Barella. Read by Paul Panting. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2015, 2024. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2024.